man, we back.
Hey.
We are back with a new We Are The Millers podcast. We rocking and rolling. It's before it was four of us. Now it's only two of us.
Currently.
They still out in the world somewhere, but yes. We're going to give y'all all the updates.
Yes.
Because, babe, when was our last podcast?
In 2020. So a whole two years has passed. And a lifetime of whirlwind things have been going on within there.
Yes.
In that time frame. So
word.
When we left off, we literally left off with our son preparing to go to college.
Headed off to college,
absolutely.
July 2020.
Yes.
And now it's October 21st, 2022.
No, October 22nd, 2022.
All right. So our son was headed off to college.
He's currently a junior.
Woo!
Which is a beautiful thing.
So we gotta fill them in on all the stuff they missed.
Okay.
So
I'll let you start off and then I'll chime in.
That works. All right, so our son, he goes off to college.
Yes.
It was an emotional time because it was like this, and mind you, this was during COVID.
Yes.
So he didn't have a graduation, he didn't have a prom. He went off to college, first year, like, and you continue on from there, honey.
So you just leave me right there? Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you. I'll like
okay.
That later.
All right. Play. So yes, he did. He went to school. It was extremely emotional. It was also very scary. But I think we touched base on that because we were talking about him prepping to go.
Right.
I returned back to work.
Because she had COVID.
Because I had COVID. Our daughter was homeschooled for a while. But then she eventually went back to school because we realized that it was, you know, it was better for her to get, you know, to reacclimate herself to, you know, back into the world, school, society, and you transitioned jobs.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot. It's been so
much. Last time we talked, I was a sous chef.
Yes.
Yeah. At a coach. Still coaching.
Yes.
Now
you're a facilitator, right?
I'm a facilitator. I go to different schools and I teach life skills curriculums to students all through Central Jersey, which is kind of fire.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. But I went from the kitchen to there, so that was dope.
Right.
I won that school board election that we
yes,
talked about.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that was exciting. But should I give the downside now?
Yeah, because I mean that's part of it.
Yeah, so I resigned like a year in because my father passed away.
Yes.
So you know that was I didn't resign because he passed away. I resigned right before he passed away. But yeah, whatever the case, we got a lot to cover here.
Yeah,
I
really
gotta stay focused.
So currently, I won't say currently. Let's take you from that time frame. So again, our daughter was a junior. Our son was a rising freshman.
For college.
Our daughter is now a freshman in college.
Yep.
She had her senior year. She was accepted to several different schools. She tortured us because she didn't want to tell us what school she wanted to go to until the actual deadline date, which was horrible. But
the worst.
Yeah, but
the worst damn thing ever.
Yeah, it was. It was very stressful. But she decided to go to a HBCU, which is about 3 and a half hours away from our home. So, that was exciting. That was scary, you know, but it was, you know, the same reserves that we had for our son, I think we still have for our daughter.
Yeah.
But considering who they are, we think they both had the right fit for, you know, as far as school choice because of who, you know, their personalities. Our son has he's flourished very well with school, but he's also flourished with his sports as well. So his academic and his sports are both, you know, doing, they're very promising. Our daughter did she play? No, she didn't. She gave up sports and she went full steam ahead into acting, which that also is her current major for school. So that's really exciting. And you jump in here and add some things. It's so much.
I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to make sure we don't miss nothing.
All the topics, and then we can kind of go back and
right.
Touch bases off of those.
Right. It's just been a whirlwind, man. Since COVID, Like, so many things have changed in our lives. Now, we're empty nesters.
Yes.
Which is a crazy, beautiful thing.
It is. It absolutely is.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll say. It is, what's the word I want to use? It was scary.
Why was it scary?
Because, you know, as we touched on before, you know, everything that you have instilled in your children, right? You want them to do well. But then it's like, you know, as adults, you know, the world is a very unforgiving place. You know what I mean? It's real. So although you may have instilled these, you know, this knowledge in them, they have to carry that out. So that part was scary. Then you have the distance. Then you have, you know, just as parents, you've lived your life as a parent first and then everything else that comes along with that.
Right.
So, you know, when the children are gone and they're removed from the home, there's no buffer. You know, you think about it, children are generally a buffer for a lot of relationships. You know what I mean? Because you kind of push things off because we got to make sure the kids have, or you know what I mean?
The kids, we ain't gonna argue in front of the kids,
right? But now that no one's home, it's like there's nothing to buffer. But
yeah, it's war, man.
Right.
It's war. Me versus you. Let's get it.
But I honestly, it's so crazy because when I think about it, it's like I think we've been closer, right?
I thought we might have had
like a little bit of turmoil, but I think we communicate so much more and better. You know what I mean? Well, and I think we're patient.
Let's talk about the one thing we didn't talk about. Well, right before they went to school, our daughter went to school, we was going through therapy and we went through intensive marriage counseling.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Intensive. Then it was so intensive that we was going for marriage counseling. Then the motherfucking doctor said, "Nah, I need to see you motherfuckers alone." So we would go alone, have our own shit, work our shit out.
Yeah.
Then go to couples marriage counseling right after that, which is, I don't know if I recommend that shit to everybody, but man, it was times I'd be crying like a fucking baby in that bitch. Then my wife walk in and she just looked like, oh shit, like I'd be all fucked, my tears all, man.
Yeah,
it was.
And then even the therapist even brought in the children. And it was great because it kind of, I think that's what was the turning point for our communication, because we realized, you know, as a parent, you know, what's that old statement? Do as I say and not as I do. And it's like, you know, you teach your children or you try to influence them, but the reality is they act off of what they see.
Right.
And so I think that with the kids, you know, we were thinking that we were shielding them from a lot of things, but in reality, we wasn't.
And we,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
We was like showing them, like, so for instance, like, it'd be like, say something like, you're not shielding them, but you doing something like not being as assertive as you should be. Your kids see that.
Right.
And then when your kids see that, they pick it up.
They adopt that behavior and think that that's normal.
Right. And then, you know, down the road, luckily, our therapist had to bring the kids in because we picked up, like, our son, well, first year of college, he got into a relationship and he learned it turned out to be a tough relationship for him. But any first real, he ain't really had a real relationship. That was his first real relationship.
Right.
He learned a lot of lessons from it. But for me as a man, I got to see some things where I'm like, oh, he picked up certain tendencies that I would do with my wife,
right,
with his girlfriend. I'm like, dog, I've been with this motherfucker for 25 years. Yeah, you can't
25
be doing
plus, right?
Yeah, like you can't be doing this with no girl you knew for 6 months,
right?
You
right.
Lost your mind. Like,
she doesn't deserve that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
Bro, this is different. But like I said, if you don't have that conversation and if it doesn't get pulled out into the light, you wouldn't know that,
right? And you'll be in the dark, and then you know. Possibly, you know, like what's the worst case scenario? Like, oh my God, you know, you as a parent recognize that whether it's male or female doesn't matter, but your child's, whoever your child is very fond of, you see all of these, you know, all of these telltale signs, and you're like, yeah, this person is not a good person for my child, right?
As soon as you see the motherfucker, I knew. as soon as I saw this girl, I said, oh God, what the hell have we got going on? It was terrible, man. I mean, but it worked out in the long run. He found who he found. We didn't go ahead. Sorry to cut you
off. It's okay. It's all right. Man. It's just that he figured he found his way. And in the process of him finding his way, he figured out that that's not where he wanted to be, which is great. We wish her well, but he's doing well and we're happy about that. Our daughter, oh goodness, she's hilarious. She is very strong in her conviction and what it is she wants to do. I think we kind of touched base on that on the last podcast from 2 years ago about, you know, a little bit of her personality, but she has been standing in who she is and
good, bad, or indifferent.
And we respect that and we just allow her to be who she is. I'm not trying to change her. That's who she is. Life will have its way of, you know, figuring her it out. Just like with our son.
Right. Some lessons you can't teach him.
Absolutely.
And that's parenting 101.
And that's hard.
This is our parenting tip right here. Yes. Our parenting tip for this episode of We Are the Millers is it'll figure itself out. You try to teach them, you can. If they ain't listening and they, you trying to force it, you can't force it. Yes. You gotta let it be. You give them the information, they take it, and whatever happened from there, it's gonna happen. Because I'm gonna throw it out there. Like, our son ended up moving in with his, not moving in, but they had an apartment together at college.
Yes.
So,
and we advise, like,
I said,
I don't think that's a good I don't think that's a good idea.
Togetherly and separately, right?
Yes, because I said that to him.
He said, you told him? I don't know. How did you tell him? Because I told him one way. You tell how you told him.
I just told him, I was like, listen, you know, you're in college, and I get that, you know, you want to be, y'all want to have this idea of a close-knit relationship and it progress, but you're so new. Like, you're new on your own. She's new on her own. And now you're getting ready to be in close quarters 24/7. And that may not work. Plus, you're in college for an education. The relationship, right, if it's supposed to be what it's supposed to be, then it'll work. It'll be fine. It'll work itself out.
Right.
But,
now, see, I went the whole different route. I said, look. Now, you see how me and your mother argue at least once a week? Nigga, that's what you gonna get messing with this girl, man. You live with her, motherfucker. It's man, I'm telling you, it's gonna be rough.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
No, you know, I said, dog, now, I ain't gonna tell you what to do. But if you asking my advice, hell no, don't do it. It's gonna end bad,
now,
man.
Wait a minute, that sounds like, no, I'm only messing with you. It doesn't sound like that. But for a second, I was like, wait, what you trying to say? But no, it's okay. I get it.
I'm a grown man in a relationship. And
right.
When you're around somebody in proximity, you got to, it take a lot more work than he realized that being 19 years old.
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to tell him, like, look, dog, sometimes, man, like, you just ain't, y'all ain't going to see eye to eye. And you ain't here to be worried about seeing eye to eye with nobody.
Right, because you're in college.
With a baseball and a book.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can see eye to eye with them, but anybody else, you don't need to see eye to eye with them.
Right.
Ain't that serious, bro. But long story short, so
it found its way to the light. Now let's move forward.
Right.
Our daughter is, she's driving. She doesn't have her car currently at school right now because they prohibit that, which, you know, that's typical with most, institutions, because, you know, for incoming freshmen. But she talked about, oh, I'm not gonna have no accidents. She had an accident, but that's the thing.
Oh, hell yeah, she did. she had an accident. Yeah. I got to put her. I don't even know if. Fuck it, I'ma say it, man. The authorities ain't listening to We Are the Millers podcast. Yeah. She ran into a damn bus, man. She said was it a school bus?
Yeah, it was a school bus.
All right, so she ran into the bus, but the bus didn't stop.
Yeah.
And then she just kind of got off.
Yeah.
And tried to chase it down, but then it said, oh, well, forget it.
Right.
But her car was, man, the whole side of that joint, boy.
It was a good experience for her because I think, you know, first of all, she was driving a very large car.
A police interceptor.
Or AKA a Crown Vic.
Yeah, Crown Vic.
So, man, we purposely wanted both of those kids to learn how to drive larger cars so that in the event that they didn't, in the event that you know, whatever type of car you ever, you know, you were ever provided to call, I mean, to drive, you wouldn't have an issue. And so it worked out. I have no, I don't take anything back from that. I'm happy that she, I'm happy that she had that experience and beautiful. I'm excited. Whatever, it happened. It's great. She's a fairly decent driver now. She's driven us several places or whatever, and it's okay. What else can we talk about? Or what else? What other updates?
What is we covering? Yeah, like, so she's in school.
Oh,
he's in school. We went through marriage counseling.
So,
and it took, we never finished on, like, being empty nesters. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it really, it either solidifies your relationship or breaks it up.
Yes.
Like, for us, it solidified it because it was like, yo, we was with these jokers for 20 years.
Yes.
Like, 18 to 20 years straight.
Yes.
And we forgot what it was like just be with me and my wife, my
right,
girl. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when they was going, it was like, oh. First day, we cried like a baby.
Yes, we did.
Oh, man. It was good. Yo, let's explain the cry, though. It wasn't a cry that they was gone.
No, it wasn't. It was a pride that, given how we were raised individually, how we were able to collectively come together, bring these children into this world, raise them, give them very good foundations, and watch them go off, see them grow, come into their own, go off to college, and then still appreciate them having the appreciation for us alone was just like, it was like, wow, we did so much more than what our parents provided us. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was more of like, you know, it was a very proud cry of, you know, we brought them out of the, like, we did this out of the mud. You know what I mean? Like, there was no, we didn't have parents that we were to our children. We weren't raised with them. And so to see them both, you know, go to school, you know, graduate, you know, with honors, go to college, you know what I mean? Or, you know, they're currently in college and they're flourishing. You know what I'm saying? It was just a, wow, we did it. You know what I mean? It was, you know, it went from it being a dream to this is very much our reality.
Right.
That was the cry. I think for me, that was the essence of our cry.
Yeah, we did that shit.
Yeah, we did.
That's what we started off with.
My wife,
the toughest motherfucker on earth. Our daughter went, she was just, yeah, I'm good.
I cried before. But let me preface that, though. I had cried before she left because it was like, oh my, like, it was reality. You know what I mean? You know, as a mom, you know, like, for me, it's different. You know, I carried them. You know what I mean? So I've always had this connection to them because they were inside of me. So it was like, they're, you know that they're going to go. Like, you know, they go to school, but, you know, in a few hours, they come back home. But this was, though, they're going off to school. And so what was so final about the situation was, it wasn't just that, like, our son is going to school, but he didn't need any help, you know, because he's really coming into his, you know, into his own, his manhood. So he didn't want the help. Like, you know, we took him to school. It was the whole family went. It was a big emotional thing. And, you know, it was different.
The whole family being us four.
Us four. Yeah.
Like, we'll clear that up.
Yeah, when we say family, I mean, when we say the whole family, we mean
we talk
all
about
of us.
Our
unit. Yes.
Yeah, our four.
So then it was like, when we took our daughter to school, same thing, you know, the four of us go, we set her up and then we leave her. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh. And then literally she left on a Wednesday. And then on that Monday, our son was gone. You know what I mean? And he was, and we were trying to, like, you know, I was trying to make sure that he had everything he needed. And it was like, all right, come on, you know, he's like, mom, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, like, this is my third year. I don't need any help. And I'm just like, I know, but, you know, I'm a mom. You know what I'm saying? So
let me pick up from here. So he packs his own stuff. He gets the car ready because he drove himself. We had to do nothing, which was dope. I love that, man. It's amazing. For you people with young kids, man, just
hold on.
Hold tight, baby.
Hold on. It's because it's
pretty
coming.
Soon they're going to be driving themselves to school, giving you money, all types of great stuff, man. If you raise them right, they're going to do all these good things. So the day of, he packs up. He said he was leaving like 12, and he's usually very punctual. So like 11:40, he comes downstairs and says, all right, man, getting a quick dap up. well, we usually hug now. Like, it's been, matter of fact, we ain't even covered all the funerals we've been to in the last 2 years. We're going to get to that right next.
Yes.
But, so I dap him up, gave him a hug, gave him a kiss, cause that's something we do now. Well, not a kiss on the lips, because got to clarify. You usually kiss him on the forehead. Sometimes, if I ain't seen him in a while, a cheek. But, did that, so then my wife is still upstairs, and me knowing my wife, I knew she's going to be emotional. Because she comes down, she gives him a hug, and then he walks outside, and then she stands at the door.
No, I helped him pack the car.
No, you did. Okay, she helped him pack the car.
I tried to, because I was trying to go. I was getting dressed, because I was coming down to help.
And but he already had it all done, and she just helped with the little stuff. So then they hug, and then, you know, he's sitting in the car. He got to get his music together. So she sits at the door. And I'm like, oh, shit. I knew what was coming, man. So I'm standing outside. See, he drives off, and she's taking pictures, looking.
No, I videoed it.
I videoed it. I couldn't tell if it was pictures or
no, video. No, I videoed it. I needed it because
whatever. I'm just telling the story.
I'm standing on it. I don't care.
All right, so I'm not mad.
Not me either.
That's you. You sound like you're being defensive, I'm not
being defensive. All right. I'm just owning what I did.
That's right. Own that, baby.
Yeah.
So he drives off. I come in the house, I give her a hug, and then she goes sits on one side of the couch. I can sit on the other. So then she's sitting there, we quiet. TV ain't even on. She sits there, and I look at her, and I'm like, damn. And then, I don't know, what the hell happened?
No, you said, I said, oh my gosh, like, the house feels different.
Right.
And that's what it started out with. Oh my gosh, the house feels different, because it's so crazy.
Not even 5 minutes after the
like,
left.
Right, because it's crazy. It's he and I and a damn dog. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, how many times have we come home alone? Like for me, with work purposes, I'm the first one to leave, and then I'm usually the first one home. So I was used to coming into a house where there was no one near but the dog. But the reality was, it was only short lived because a few hours later somebody else is coming home. You know what I mean? And we would all be a unit by the end of the evening. So it was one of those things where it was like, you know, our daughter is already gone. She's been gone for a few days. You know what I mean? And now our son is gone. And so the house just had a different feel. And I acknowledged that. And then I was like, damn. So it was that in conjunction with my mom just passed. And so, and when, like, so they left in August. My mother had just passed in June.
Right.
So, and like towards the end of June, you know what I mean? Like, I think we did her funeral like July 1st. So literally, you know, like I'm very much in mourning of my mother's, you know, of my mother's passing in conjunction with this new reality. I'm an empty nest, you know, we're empty nesters. You know what I mean? Both our kids are in college. You know what I mean? My mother is gone. My father-in-law is gone. You know what I mean? So
we don't know if we're going to get along.
Right. My father had been predeceased. So there were so many emotions of things of that was going on that it was just like, oh my God, like this is real.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I, like, instead of me just sitting on it, like I owned it and I said, like, you know, like I looked at the idea of, okay, so now here's the reality, right? The kids are off to school, but who can I call? I can't call my mom. I can't call my dad. I can't call my grandparents. There's really nobody for me to call that can understand or that was around when these kids was born. You know what I mean? And that have been, you know, significant, a significant part of their life. You know what I mean? Like, you know, besides my husband. So, you know, their father, you know, and so it was just, it was a real sobering moment. So,
yep. So then she says, what she said, what you just said?
I said,
the house feels so different.
The house feels so different. And then I said, damn, like, wow, we really did it. Like, we really pulled it off. You know what I mean? Like, and that was.
Then it was waterworks.
That was
like a
the straw that broke the, camel's back.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Because it was a joyous cry.
But we cried hard.
But we did.
Together.
Cry. Yeah, we did. Damn, I feel like the song, we should have a segue with the song playing.
Say, nah, I don't.
Nah, I know.
It's right. We could.
Yeah,
I ain't against it.
I know, but I'm just saying it was cleansing because, like, at the end of the day, You know, people, you can say whatever you want. Maybe some people will agree or disagree, but, you know, we raised our children. You know, our family, it was my husband and I. You know what I mean? We didn't have, there was nobody out, there was no outsiders. It was just us. Right. And this is what we did. You know what I mean? We've had so many different, you know, obstacles in the way, but at the end of the day, we did that shit. And it was like, excuse me, and it was like, we acknowledged what we accomplished. You know what I mean? Like, together. Because right. it has not been easy. You know what I mean? Nope. Just, you know, we were fairly young, raising kids, but the reality was we did it. We pulled that shit off. And yeah. it was beautiful yeah, it to was see.
Emotional moment.
It was emotional,
man.
Yeah. So.
It was an and then I think what made it even more emotional was we've given them something that we both didn't have.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And we, absolutely. Like, I always looked at it like, dog, we really gave them the childhoods we wanted.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that, as a parent, that's a good feeling, and you hope it just continues. You know yes. what I mean? I hope they take them, but man, whatever, MMS bro. Life is the shit.
Yes,
that's
it
all
is.
I'm going to say.
Yes, it is.
So, like, if y'all relationship is straight, get all your therapy and shit out before they leave.
Right.
And then when they leave, it just be, damn, I thought this is all right,
yeah.
man.
I thought, I didn't know if I was nervous. Like, I think we both thought, like, shit. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? Because we both were very honest about that. You know what I mean? Because it was one of those situations where it was like, damn. You know what I mean? We really could, you know, like, we could end. We could end. And this could be the end of a very beautiful story. You know what I mean? And sure, we'll probably always be friends. But, you know, but to have that conversation, you know what I mean? Like, both of y'all have that adult real ass conversation of like, hey, if we don't make it, you know what I mean? That shit was real.
Hey, we got, if you do choose to have that conversation, try to have it in the confines of a therapist's
yes.
chair,
yeah.
please. Cause that shit ain't, like, we saying it like it was light. Therapy no, that, was a motherfucker, boy. It was like going to get punched in the stomach 5 straight times, and then, all right, now here comes your wife. And then sometimes you'll feel like, oh, okay, this was a good session. And then she be leaving like, goddamn, this is the worst session ever. Mm-hmm. And then something like, man, it was
vice versa.
Yeah, man, it was a fucking roller coaster.
It was.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we went through that before they left. And now, you know, we reaping the rewards of it
because right.
we've been chilling.
Right.
Like, duh, we got juices right now in the refrigerator. We got orange juice,
oh,
the little
my
ones.
God.
We got other vitamin water juices, man. Like, oh, man, and nobody messes with them.
Yeah, it's definitely it's
man.
A definite it's very different, but
house be clean.
It's great because I think it's, you know, like I said, we were young, so for like to give you background,
yeah,
we never had our own, we had our own space for about 6 months, not even before
yeah, like,
our son was born.
Right.
So we never knew what it was like to live together, just the two of us, to figure out, you know, your likes, your dislikes, my dislikes. So we learn all that with kids.
On the fly.
You know, right. So to have that, to experience that, you know, like to, you know, go through that, get through that, and then see it on the other side where we're older, so we're more mature, we communicate better, you know what I mean? Like, we're just different people, you know what I mean? So because of that, we have patience with one another. We're very sensitive to the other person, to ourselves. You know, like, it's so many different facets that cultivate and make this a beautiful situation now.
Right, and you don't realize, most of the time you're arguing over some shit that got something to do with the kids, man.
Yes.
It'd be something small where you'd be like, you think one way, they think another way.
Absolutely.
And y'all both be, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we had like a real strong, I ain't even gonna say that. But
yeah.
it's been smooth so
yes,
far.
Absolutely.
So small, smooth selling.
Absolutely.
But man.
A beautiful experience.
Yeah.
Now. I'm not gonna sit up here and try to make it seem like, oh, it was the most amazing. No, hell no. It was times that he didn't like me and I didn't like him. And that's normal. But.
You talking about before the kids left.
Yeah, absolutely. But I will say that through everything, you know, I think things happen for a reason. You know what I mean? So, like, even though we've experienced loss, you know, on both sides.
Oh, let's get into that. Talk more about loss.
I think that we are able to empathize with the other person, you know what I mean, and allow grace. And that is, I think that's pivotal for, you know, a relationship, especially if you have a good foundation to begin with. Like, we learned in therapy that we had trauma bonds.
Yeah.
And because of that, that's a whole nother, we will do a segment on trauma bond and break that shit down. But
Man, I wish y'all could have been there for that, boy. That was
something to go into. But
luckily we had a bond though.
Yes, absolutely. So as he stated, you know, he lost his father. So let's go back to
2020.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your dad had
ALS.
Yeah, his father was diagnosed with ALS, but we didn't know it was ALS until like what, 2-3 years?
About a year. So it was a 5-year battle he had. But the first year and a half, we didn't realize it was ALS. They thought it was other things.
Right.
And that, you know, that changes how you deal with them. You know what I mean? I'm thinking like, come on, Pop, get it together, man. Come on, man.
Like, man up almost.
Yeah, and now, you know, in retrospect, he couldn't. Mm-hmm. And that fuck with, like, it don't mess with me, but it makes me sad to think like, damn, I wish it went differently.
Yeah.
So absolutely. So get through the story. 2020, it started off, we lost
my uncle.
Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uncle Frank, love you.
And one of my favorite uncles.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Definitely one of our favorite uncles. But from matter of fact, before that, Aunt Bert,
yes,
then Uncle Frank. Mm-hmm. And this was like right in, I think, February, March of 2020. So then from that time on, you had been to like 10 funerals.
Literally.
Right? And this is not including my father or her mother.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been like that 2020 time, it's been hellish.
Was hell.
You couldn't go nowhere. Only place we was going to see family was funerals.
Yes.
And it seemed like we was going every couple months.
Yes.
Every month we was losing
a relative.
Right.
On both sides. And
right.
So it was crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like a year of mourning. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as you got to a place where you were like, okay, you would get a phone call and be like, damn, another one? You know, it was like, and another one.
And
it was
from
disgusting.
All different types of house fires. And like, some people were just older. Some people just sickly. Like,
sudden.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Some were sudden, some were like you expected.
Some was young.
Right.
It was a very
rough time, but. And in the midst of that time, we were going through therapy.
Yes.
And, you know what I mean, our son was off in college. It was a lot, man. And then, you know, my dad at ALS, so it was a steady decline.
Yes.
So during this time, I'm going to all these funerals, and like, man, it was a really rough 2 years.
Yeah.
And then, so 4 days.
Nope. The day after
my father's funeral, which was hell, hated it. Hate funerals, think they morbid. Just had to throw that out there, just telling the people, I ain't a fan. You know what I mean? I'm thinking like, nah, man. Yeah, I just had to put it out there. I don't like funerals. I don't think they're productive. But whatever. If you feel like they are, great. That's just my personal opinion. It reflects nobody else but me. But bang, just had to throw it out there. So the day after my dad's funeral, you know, and it was, the funeral was like a week after he passed away. I think it was 2 weeks. Might have been 2 weeks.
I was, because your father passed right after Thanksgiving.
Right, the day after Thanksgiving.
And
yeah.
I was in Florida attending another family member's funeral.
Right.
And I got the phone call.
His father passed away.
We'll talk about grief and trauma another time, another episode.
We could talk about that for a whole hour.
Yeah.
So, boom, we home. So it's the day after his funeral. Like, and I don't know for y'all, I don't know if this was something me, I know how I grieved. After the funeral, it kind of was like the last piece, and it was like, okay, now it was time to like rebuild almost. Yes. Like, y'all, after the funeral, you get torn down, you're so busy, you're running around, you're doing stuff, going to get suits and all that. Then it really felt like the time, okay, now I can start putting myself back together.
You can exhale.
Yeah, you can exhale and start like, you know, trying to build. Like, you know what I mean? And getting used to your new reality.
Yes.
So we home, chilling. I believe, was we all home?
No, it was just me and you.
What time was this? This was summer. Yeah, all right. So it was just me and you home.
No, it was September. It's like she was already driving to school.
Yeah, Tanner was in school.
Yeah.
Ron was at school.
Right.
And she gets a phone call from her mother and bam. What's the phone call?
Oh, okay, yeah. So I get a phone call from my mother, and she's crying. And I'm like, what's wrong?
Totally out of character.
Like, first of all, like, he always says, I'm tough. Like, honestly, I can say, oh, I get that shit from my mama. You know what I mean? Because my mother is a tough cookie. You hear me? Like, she showed no emotion. So to hear her call me in distress and crying was like, I was ready to kill somebody, okay?
Well, mom, what's wrong?
Like, what's wrong? Like, where are you?
She had one of those calls where I overheard it, and I stopped what I was doing and came, what the fuck's going on?
Like, right, okay. And her words to me is, the doctor just told me that I'm going to die. I have cancer, and I'm going to die. And I'm like, what? So this is literally the next day after my father-in-law's funeral. So I'm like, what? I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. So long story short, we go through testing. You know, she's telling me this, and there's nothing has technically been confirmed. And after like months and months of, you know, testing and figuring things out, yes, it is confirmed that she actually does have it. And they cannot find the pathology doesn't detect where it originated. And for people, if you don't know about cancer, where it originates is so major, and it's critical, because that's how they treat you, from wherever it originated from, and then they go from there. Okay, so she had it in multiple, it basically had spread. So because it spread and they didn't know where to go, you know, I mean, they couldn't figure out where to pinpoint it. It was like, you know, they were, you know, immediately they threw her into chemo and radiation, and she just had like a really bad bout with that. And so it was just it was just a crazy time, because I just felt like, okay, at this point in time, like, I must be the strongest motherfucker in the world, because I don't even know how I'm functioning right now, because I literally stopped everything that I was doing, and it was like I was just like devoted to what's going on with her. And at the same time, my heart is breaking, because I'm an adult, but I got two kids that they just lost their grandfather. You know what I'm saying? They've lost their great-grandfather, their grandfather, their grandfather, my father, and then now they're just losing their grandfather on their dad's side.
And in addition to 5 or 10 other family members. And I'd say a couple uncles they were very good with, tight with.
Yes,
that they,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm breaking. My heart is breaking, but I'm trying to save face for them, because in my mind, I'm like, my God, these kids are experiencing so much death at a young age. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of had that experience, but not on that level at that time. You know what I mean? At that, you know, at that age. Yeah, whatever. So, long story short, it was a long battle, but it was a quick decline. And in the end, it was gut-wrenching, because my mother died on a Wednesday, and when my mother, as the cancer was like progressing, and at first my mother was like, no, I don't, you know, she was very much a strong Black independent woman. She didn't really want nobody around her, and I just, like, you know, I was like, you know what, F it, I'm moving in with you. And so I left home and I moved in with her, and I was, you know, taking care of her, and then my brother was helping me out, you know what I mean? And like, and then so like basically collectively my brother and his family, and, you know, my husband and our family, everybody was like kind of like pitching it. But when it was all said and done, it was just like, holy shit, my mother died on a Wednesday, and my daughter had to be in college on a Friday to basically have like orientation and acceptance, right, and this big whole shebang. So literally, you know, like it was one of those moments where I can't really tell you how I got through it. I just did it. You know what I mean? And so it was so hard to have that experience, to have my kids go through that experience, to have my husband go through that experience. It was unreal, you know. And I think now, like, had we not had so much death building us up, that alone, I think, would have been a catalyst to, like, you know, like the kids not being able to function. Because, you know, like it would have been like a whirlwind. Like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like when my father-in-law died, we drove to the school to go tell him. You know what I mean? Like, because I was like in fear. Like, I'm not giving him this news. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. No, that wasn't him. It was one of the uncles.
Yeah,
and it was like, we drove to the school to tell him, because it was like, I can't give him that news over the phone. Yo, you know what I mean? And so that's what I'm saying. It was so much going on. You know what I mean? I think that instead of it separating us, I think it brought us together.
I wanted to speak.
Yeah,
on
go
that.
Ahead. Please, go ahead.
Like, so, like, when my dad passed, it was the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Right? And the way, like, I'm saying this to say, like, for your families out there, like, when you have your family unit and y'all, like, I know our family's tight. Our four.
Yes.
Me, my wife, my son, my daughter, we are each other's crutches.
Like, yes.
When it hit the fan, we hold each other up.
Yes.
Because, you know, so my wife, she went to Florida to see her dad's mother and spent time with his family, because, you know, and I'm gonna get a background on that. She wasn't sure she wanted to go, and I said, babe, go, because you know, my dad was getting bad, and I said, you need that.
Right.
And this was, and mind you, we're going through therapy this whole fucking time.
Yes.
And I'm telling her, like, yo, you need to go there, because that's a connection that you need to like, maybe just explore.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Maybe not strengthen it, whatever. So she goes, she's down there. You was there Thanksgiving.
Wasn't there Thanksgiving. I flew out Friday morning.
No, you was, Thanksgiving's Thursday.
And I was at work, and you called me home.
That's what I'm saying. You came, the day before that, it looked like my dad wasn't gonna make it, which was Thanksgiving. And I called my wife at work, I said, look, I don't know if it's gonna happen today, but I felt it, whatever. It was a very emotional day.
Uh-huh.
Then the next day, it's still looking the same way. And that's when that was when her trip was scheduled. So she stuck with the trip, went out. And then, you know, my daughter, she had to go to work, but my son was home.
Uh-huh.
And we went over to my house. So when my dad passed away, I'm the one finds him. And then my son comes in, and you know what I mean? Like, he pretty much, like, I helped my mom, you know, my mom, my sister through the whole situation, but my son was right there. You know what I mean? Then fast forward to her, like, her mom passing, the roles was similar, where, you know what I mean, she went over there to stay, and, you know, she would come home, she was home over there all day, then she'd come home, then some days I would go over there and sleep with her, I'm just there for moral support. But I said that, like she said, all these deaths brought us closer together, and I think all the therapy and all those deaths, I feel like, just made our family unit so much stronger, because we are a lot more open with each other, mm-hmm. but still being appreciative of each other's time and space.
It's like it broke down barriers.
Yes. Both of those in conjunction.
Yes, and it opened us up. It made us susceptible, you know what I mean? And so we always preached to the kids about love and being there for one another. But I think it, like, we preached it, and then we had to live it.
Right.
And I think that's what was the turning point, like, for all of us. So, you know, yes, our daughter is, you know, three plus hours away, but that connection is still there. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we can hear in the voice. You know, like, you know, when you know your kids, you know your kids. Same thing with our son. You know what I mean? Like, and they know that all they gotta do is just say, like, you know, we need time, or, you know, we need to come home for a minute.
Like, dog, they just, you know, literally surprised us.
Yes,
we and her went out. Came home. We knew our son was coming home, but he's an hour and a half away from us.
Yes.
He drove an hour and a half back, then another hour to go pick up his sister, then drives back so they can surprise us at home. And we all had a weekend together, and it was beautiful.
Right.
Brought tears to my eyes. Did you cry that time? I don't even remember.
I think maybe I did.
I cried. I be crying, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But that's another story for another day. But,
yeah.
Like, you know what? Yeah, oh, man, we had time.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely had time. So, wrapping up.
Okay, so to wrap up, life is beautiful.
You said a lot, yeah.
And we are entering into a new chapter.
New season.
And we are embracing it, you know, head on. I think that, you know, you can be strong as an individual, but together, I think you can be unbreakable.
That's right.
And I think that's like, I think that'd be like the segue into everything that, you know, everything that we've touched on and where we're going, you know, with this. Because we're not going to create a hiatus on you this time. I think we're going to be more transparent and fluid.
We're going to have way more episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm like, we literally took 2 years off. But the reason we had to come back with the recap is, oh, we took 2 years off, but now we done told y'all all this. Y'all like, damn, that was a lot. Yeah, right. Dog, it was a lot.
It was.
We had a lot going on.
We probably talked. It's probably been like an hour and some change. But considering everything that it was, like, you know, an hour of us giving you a glimpse into our life was two hard, gruesome ass years of us just. And no, I 2 years and going, because right. Again, it has only been months. Matter of fact, today is the anniversary of my mother's death.
For the day.
It's the anniversary day of her passing. And so, you know, again, like, I'm still going through it, but it's, you know, it's therapeutic. But like, again, like I said, you know, to wrap up, this is just the beginning of us continuing and giving you more information. And it won't be, you know, hopefully it won't be sad, you know what I mean? Like, we'll try and keep it light. But we wanted to give you everything of what was going on, so you know what's what. And I'm sure we left things out, but that was like the most. Those are the more.
That was telling a lot of the story. And moving forward, man, we're just gonna be here. We like, you know, we are the Millers. The kid, when they around, we gonna have the kids come on episodes too. But we had to come back, give y'all a recap of what's going on. I feel like we did a good job of that. If like again. We are the Millers, share the podcast, man. It's all about family, love, all that good stuff. And we, you know, whatever else we on at that time. Mm-hmm. All right? But, all right, y'all. So we'll catch y'all next week or whenever we catch y'all. Peace, love, and light. We are the Millers podcast.
Signing out.